Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. The series Chidushim from OU Israel features bold Torah personalities on the frontier of solving daunting contemporary issues in Israel and beyond. Organizations featured in this series include the Zomed Institute, the Jerusalem College of Technology, Machon Pua, Eretz Chemda, the Institute for Advanced Jewish Studies, and many others. In this installment of Chidushim, Rabbi David Ben Yaakov of the Temple Institute helps us to better understand why we need the Beis HaMikdash and what we're missing without it.
So many people ask us, why? Why do we need the Temple? We've managed across 2,000 years, we have an independent state of Israel, we have supermarkets and banks. We're doing fine without the Temple. Why should we be looking forward to it so much? So take this metaphor as an example. Imagine a deaf and blind person who is spontaneously healed. He is subsequently overwhelmed by the beauty of God's creation, bombarded with new sounds and colors he has never experienced before. Well, our nation, and in fact the entire world, are like that person, born and raised on a planet that is tremendously lacking, a lack that we are entirely oblivious to. When the Holy Temple was destroyed, realize that the soul of creation departed and everything became a husk, a shell of its former self. The Shekhinah departed and the knowledge of God became hidden from mere mortals. To understand what we are lacking, we must learn about the essence of the Holy Temple. Imagine a place on earth unlike any other, where man can cling to the Creator, a place where his bond with God is rectified. All people come to the temple to partake from this direct and fulfilling bond, to recharge their spiritual batteries and come away with a renewed sense of purpose and being. Imagine that. Much can be learned from the words of King Solomon at the inauguration of the first temple which he built. As he says, how can the world and a mere building contain Hashem, God of the universe? How can man provide a domain for God? You see, God's presence is everywhere in the universe, but Solomon dedicated the temple as a place of closeness to the presence of God like none other on earth, where all can come and sincerely pour out their prayers to God at this holy place, where God shall hear their plea and grant their request. God promised Solomon, "My eyes and my heart shall forever be there in the temple." This is, of course, on condition that we bring God into our lives and live according to the values of the Torah. Maimonides teaches in Igeret Hashmad that the fulfillment of the commandments, including the commandments of the temple, are not dependent on the coming of Messiah. They are to be fulfilled at all times. God does not change his mind nor nullify any of the commandments in his Torah, which were given once and for all time. It would be foolish to think that the state of Judaism today without the Holy Temple is normal. On the contrary, we are like fish out of water. 1/3 of all of the commandments of the Torah center on the temple. Biblical observance in the temple's absence is a skeleton of what God originally intended.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.